Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose and Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church, a church you can call home. Amen. Where we honor God, love family, serve others, and we pursue excellence. Amen. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. Whew. You know what? God put us here to be ministers of reconciliation. Amen. When you go out into the world, there's people all around you. You know, tell them about Jesus. Share your testimony. You know, and let them know that they need a Savior. And Jesus is there, man. Just present it to them. Amen. So, praise God. So, bienvenidos a la Iglesia Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC family, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio or video. All we ask you to do is come with an attitude of receiving. Because God has something for you. Amen. Don't let it go by. Don't let it just give it up or pass you by. This is for me. You know, be like a little sponge and just soak it all up. Amen. Don't let it go. You know, if nobody wants it, I want it. And I'm going to take it. Amen. So praise God. If nobody else receives, but I'm praying for everybody to receive. You watch and receive. God has some. God, this is for you. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio o video. Prepárese a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Man, this is for you. So praise God. We're going to be talking today about draw closer to Jesus. And when the Bible says when you draw close to Him, He'll draw close to you. Man, what we're talking about here is Christianity. Christianity is all about relationship. It's all about knowing your Heavenly Father. Amen. He said He wants to sup with you. He wants to come spend time with you. So don't ignore Him when He's knocking, you know, let Him in. You know, we let the enemy in a lot faster than we do the enemy. Jesus. We got to be careful, you know, because sometimes we hear music and we just open up. Man, that's a good song. But you know what? Some of those words they're singing is a worldly thing. And it's coming in and we just open up to it, you know. Or, you know, we hear negative things. You know, so prepare yourselves. Prepare yourselves. Praise God. Whew, hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about drawing close to Him on a daily basis. You know, you need to draw closer to Him on a daily basis. Not just once in a while. Not just once a year. Not once a month. But on a daily basis is a daily walk with Him. Amen. So we need to draw close to Him. So God's not finished with you. He has great plans for you. Listen. He wants to use you. Amen. He wants to use you. You know what? He's called you. He's anointed you. And He's equipped you. He didn't put you here to lose. He put you here to win. Amen. But you got to do something with His calling, with His gifting, the way He gifted you. You know, don't just sit and say, well, nothing's happening. Well, you know what? You got to put some action to it. You got to do something with it. We just can't let it pass you by. You know? You got to do something with that and say, here I am, Lord, send me. We talked about that last week. And He wants to send you. But you know what? We're going to be talking about this. Cast all cares, all circumstances, everything that's holding you back, things that want to limit you. So don't be comfy. Don't be lukewarm. Be hot for God. Stay hot for God. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Listen, all you need to do is make yourself available. Know that you can do all things through Him. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. See yourself the way He sees you. How does He see you? He sees you a winner. He sees you a champion. And He sees you an overcomer. So see yourself that way. That's why it's so important that you get the Word of God in you. Because when you know the truth, it's going to set you free. Quit thinking like the world. Quit thinking like the way people are talking out there. Just because they're going the wrong way and confessing the wrong things, don't mean you have to repeat them and don't mean you have to follow them. I want to know the Word so that I can line up with the Word of God. Amen. And man, even they're going the wrong way, don't mean I got to go that way. Just because they're confessing negative things, don't mean I have to speak it. Amen. I know better. If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it and don't speak it. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So praise God. I am blessed. Blessed, blessed. And you know what? Grab your sword. Grab your Bible, soldier of God. And let's make this declaration together. Amen. Praise God. It says, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive. And I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. I'm blessed already. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. I hope it rubs up on you. Hallelujah. Thank you. And you know what? If you ain't happy, then we got to get you saved. Confess the mess, you Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful day. What does it say? Rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Don't let circumstances, don't be upset because, you know, the games don't start till noon anyway. So, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo, thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And I want you to receive this. I mean, be open to the Word of God. Amen. Woo, this is for you, just for you. You're watching me. You're listening to me. Listen, this is the day the Lord has made. It's a new day. Today is a new blessing from God. Don't let yesterday's failures and pains ruin the beauty of a new day. Give thanks and be grateful. You know, woo, hallelujah. You know, if you listen to some of these people, oh, no, man, they start confessing negative things. Oh, another day to worry, another day. Oh, man, my priorities are so messed up. My day is so messed up already. Ain't even having a cup of coffee yet. Before you have some coffee, spend time with Him. Amen. Praise God. Your day's going to go a whole lot better. Since every day has its own promises of love, hope, peace, success, joy, strength, and many more blessings from our God. He wants to bless you. Amen. He don't want to put anything bad on you because He has no bad things to give you. He has no sickness to give you. There's no ungodly things in heaven. There's no bad things in heaven. So He can't put it on you. He put it on Jesus at the cross. Amen. And Jesus fulfilled his mission. Amen. He paid the price. He paid it all for us. So He don't want to put it on you. That's totally against His word. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. It's a new day God has given us. Amen. Again, rejoice and be glad in it. And you know what? Thank Him. You don't know what else to say? Thank Him on a daily basis or as often as needed. Amen. We deserve worse, but you know what? We got the best. And if He gave you His best, give your best to Him. Amen. Woo, praise God. That's the first one. The second one goes like this. Again, we fight daily giants on a daily basis. Since cares, anxieties, worries, fears, sicknesses will try to defeat you. Defeat them doesn't depend on your abilities. God has already defeated them. You know, when you get these thoughts in your head, you know, just know Satan is a defeated foe. Remind him. Says, submit yourself to God, resist him, and he has to go. Amen. You fight a spiritual battle on a daily basis. Amen. So God has given His church spiritual weapons to use. You fight a spiritual battle. He gives you spiritual weapons. And it says, one of those weapons is covenant with Jesus. Bought for you. Don't let any uncircumcised giant, cares and circumstances take your victory away from you. Amen. Know what the word says. And you know what? Speak the word. And when you get negative thoughts, you get negative things. You know what? The enemy puts them there to try to steal, kill, and destroy. You know, when them thoughts come in your head, just delete them. You know, just like your computer, you know, quick to delete stuff. Delete them. You know, because that's not for me. It don't line up with the word. I'm not receiving it. And I'm not going to confess it. If you don't confess it, you haven't sown it. Amen. But if it's in your head, still you got to. Bible says renew your mind with the word of God. Amen. So confess the word. It says believe it, receive it. Well, let me go back just a little. It says don't let any uncircumcised giant cares of circumstances take your victory from you. Okay. Believe it, receive it, act on it, and confess it. Yes. Speak it. Don't, you know, just because you got the word in you don't mean it's going to help you until you start speaking it and start living it. Amen. So you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And you know what He wants you to do? He wants you to press on. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all cares upon Him because He cares for you. When you cast all them things on Him and line up with His word and thank Him, you know, for this new day and rejoice and be glad in it, He wants you to press on. I've got a mission for you. I've got a call for you. And I've anointed you and equipped you. So go and do God's work. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Philippians 4. Well, I can't do that. Well, Philippians 4:13 says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So why are you still sitting? And why are you still waiting for God to do something? He's done what He has to do. It's up to us to get up and press on. Amen. Too. Praise God. Amen. Pastor, you're preaching better than I'm amening you. Praise God. And the last one goes like this. It says, abundant life. Jesus says, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The enemy came to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He was saying that he came so that we could live an abundant life, an extraordinary life, an exceptional life. But too often we take our God-given extraordinary life and we reduce it down to thinking average, mediocre, dull. That's why God wants you to be extraordinary in your thinking. Extraordinary begins with you who are in him. God says you are his masterpiece, an original creation. You have callings, you have gifts that are matchless. Take the limits off. Amen. Take the limits off. Don't let people, don't let circumstances put limits on you. Take the limits off. Only you can do what God has called you to do. Amen. And he didn't call you to see it. He didn't call you to do nothing. He's called you. He says you can do all things through Christ. You can do it. I mean, he trusts you. All he wants you to do is get up and step out in faith. Amen. Praise God. It says you were designed uniquely and extraordinary and to live an extraordinary life, an abundant life in him. That's what he says. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Live that life he's given you. Don't be sad. Don't be down. Don't be just sitting doing nothing. He said, I don't want you lukewarm. He says, I'd rather have you hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm, you know, just playing church. Amen. So don't just come sit or whatever. But I want you to stay busy for him. Amen. Because he's called us to be his ministers of reconciliation. He wants us to be his ambassadors. You know what an ambassador is? We're his mouthpiece on earth. He's the head and we're the church. We're his body. So he wants his church to go out and do what we can do. We can do all things through him. Amen. Do you receive, church? Yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, draw close to Jesus when you feel like it. A year. No, he says daily, on a daily basis. Amen, praise God, thank you, Lord. It says, draw close to him and he'll draw close to you. Amen. So, praise God. Thank you. When things are not good, the Bible says, a place to turn for help. A place to turn for guidance. A place to turn and cast all cares, all anxieties, and all problems on him. Is that place is the open arm of Jesus. He wants to help us, help those who are seeking him, those that are hurting, and those that need guidance. Amen. So he's there for you. He wants to bless you. He don't want to take from you. He wants to give. Amen. We got to give of ourselves too. Amen. Again, make yourself available. Amen. You are his original creation. You're not a copy of nothing. He made you original. So don't be a copy. And if you're going to copy somebody, copy him. He's our greatest example. Amen. Be imitators of God. Amen. Not imitators of world or worldly heroes. Amen. He's your greatest hero. Amen. It says, draw close to Jesus. Step out in faith and don't fear. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen. So, hallelujah, you watching, you listening. Amen. We got to step in faith. Amen. A lot of us just walk by sight. We don't call us to walk by sight. He says, walk by faith. Amen. Not by sight. Amen. Praise God. And we got a few scriptures for you. James 4:7-8, New Living Translation says, come close to God. And what? God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Amen. So you know what? Give yourself totally to him. Commit yourself to him. Surrender yourself to him. Basically, dethrone yourself and put him on the throne. Who's sitting on your throne? Hopefully him. Bible says, Matthew 6:33 says that seek him first. Amen. So, yeah, you know what? We got a lot of priorities in this world, but you know what? He's my first priority. Amen. Seek him first. Praise God. And the New King James says, draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. So, Don't limit yourself. Don't let nobody tell you any different. Amen. Because they're based on this, on the world. You're based on what the Word of God says. He says, you draw close to Him, He's going to draw close to you. You're ashamed of Him, He says, I'll be ashamed of you. Right. Amen. So, hallelujah. It says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. That's another way of saying, you know, you're divided between the world and God. And you know what? He's a jealous God. He don't want to share you with the world. Amen. He put you here to, on a mission, and He people put you here to do something. So, you know what? Don't give all your love to the world. So, we fight a spiritual battle. You can't defeat it with worldly things. Amen. You can only defeat it with the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Keep coming, coming. There we go. John 14:6 says what? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me. You need to know this. There's no drug. There's no pill. There's no drink. There's nothing out there in the world. Money, finances, whatever. There's nothing else greater than Jesus. You can't make it to heaven on all these earthly things. The only way He can get you to heaven is receive Him as your Lord and Savior. He says, I am the way, the truth, and life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. The Amplified says, Jesus says, I am the only way. There's no other way. I don't care what, you know, in this world you can go anywhere you want to. But as far as going to heaven, He says, Jesus is the only way. So if you haven't confessed Him, now's the time. Says, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know, you start changing from there on. You're a new creature in Christ now. The old is forgotten. He's forgiven you and forgotten about it. You need to do the same thing and start living for Him and start getting in His Word and know His Word and confess His Word. Amen. He says, I am the only way to God. And the real truth and the real life, no one comes to the Father but through me. You see that me is capitalized. That's Jesus. Nobody goes to the Father except through Him. If you, there's no other way. I don't care who said what. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then forget it. It ain't going to happen. Amen. Praise God. Woo, hallelujah. Hebrews 4:16 says, English Standard Version says, let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, then we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The New King James says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. You can go boldly to the Father. Jesus paid the price. We have an open door to go right to Him. Amen. And it says that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. You know what? You're going through some things. Things are happening, you know, you can just go straight to Him. And if you've done something wrong, you know, you can always confess and get right with Him and press on. Don't hold back. Don't let people hold you back or things hold you back, sin hold you back, or whatever distraction is trying to hold you back. The only thing that can hold you back is yourself. Because if you ain't giving it to Him, you're still holding on to it. He wants to know why you're still holding on to it. When I put it on Jesus at the cross. Amen. It was there. And now He's saying, you know what? Give it to me because I put it on my Son. So now, you know what? Give it, confess it, repent, and press on. And get busy. Get busy. Stay busy for Him. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It says, keep going. Psalms 145:18, New Living Translation. And the Lord is close to all who call upon Him. All means us, you, I, His children. He calls us children. We're His children. He's our Heavenly Father. We're His children. But He says, Lord is close to all who call upon Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth. So you better now, you know, receive Him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And the New King James says, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. Don't play around. Amen. Jesus came and He was serious. Amen. He left heaven. I mean, would you want to leave heaven? A perfect place to come and be sacrificed for a bunch of sinners. But you know what? God wanted His people back. And He sacrificed His Son. And Jesus says, He was obedient to the Father. And He says, I'll go, Father. Amen. How would you like your father's call you and say, son, we're going to talk about this. I want to send you and sacrifice you so I can get my people back. And Jesus says, Dad, I don't want to leave this perfect heaven. Why would I want to go? No, He was obedient. And he did what the Father told him to do. And he came and fulfilled what the Father told him to do. Amen. You know, and he had distractions. And he was tempted and all these things. But you know what? He fulfilled. And he was sinless.
Yes, he was.
Amen. So you know what? When these things of the world attack on you, know that you can confess it to him. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So, keep going. Hebrews 10:22 says, let us draw close or near to him, the truth, the true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. The New King James says, let us draw near to the truth, true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen. All of these, you know, to draw us closer to him and be more Christ-like and confess his word and live for him. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. Again, you know, you can't get away from Philippians 4:6-7. New Living Translation says, don't worry about anything. And you know what? The world, well, if you're not saved, you're unsaved. And if you're unsaved, guess who's going to be using you? The enemy is going to use people just like God used his people. Those that are saved, those that have confessed him as Lord and Savior. Except we're going to be doing the good thing. And we're confessing the good news. We're bringing the good news to a lost world. Amen. But it says, don't worry about anything. Whatever anything means, anything. Yeah, but you don't know what I'm going through. It doesn't matter. It was put on Jesus. It says, instead, pray about everything. Amen. Remember, there's no distance in prayer. So, you could, you know, things happening all over the world, you pray for them. Amen. We got brothers and sisters in the body of Christ all over this world. Amen. It says, tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Amen. Then you will be experiencing God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Amen. Man, hallelujah. And the New King James says, be anxious for what? Nothing. Nothing. But this world panics, you know. And they get anxious about all kinds of things. Amen. It says, but in everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understandings, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Again, we fight a spiritual battle. And you might see it, you might hear it, and you might think it. But you know what? You give yourself a spiritual bath and renew your mind with the Word of God and let those things go out. Delete them. Say, you know what? Get all that garbage out. Yeah. Amen. Renew your mind with what the Word of God says. Those things don't line up with the Word. So I'm not going to accept them, and I'm not going to repeat them. I'm not going to confess them. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life are in the words you speak. I'm not going to speak no deathly things. I'm not going to speak no negative things. Well, I just had to say it. No, you didn't. Jesus could have done the same thing. But you know what? He asked the Father for strength. For the, you know, overcoming these things. Amen. And there was a lot of ugly people back then too. You see, I just can't work. I can't work. I can't be around these ungodly people. Amen. So, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. Be careful, because the enemy is busy. This world is busy. And you hear these things all the time in your cell phones, your TVs, your radios, whatever. Still, the enemy is busy. So you know what? You be strong enough to say, I'm not receiving it. I'm not confessing that. I'm not going to do that. So watch your words and your actions. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Praise God. Ooh, then we read the New King James says, but without faith, the English Standard Version says, but without faith, what? It is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. We need to seek him on a daily basis, not just once in a while. Amen. We need him on a daily basis. Praise God. And the New King James says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Remember, we walk by faith, not by sight. Amen. So you got to have faith. And you know what? We can increase that, you know, by getting the Word of God in us. As we get the Word of God in us, our faith grows. Amen. He told Peter, come. He saw Jesus walking on water. And he told Peter, come. And you know what? He started walking on the water. Until he says, well, I can't do this. This is impossible. Well, you know, he started sinking. We got to keep our faith built up. Amen. So praise God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Seek him on a daily basis. You know, seek him all the time. Amen. Draw near, or draw close to Jesus on a daily basis. And that's our getting in his word, spending time with him. Amen. Because them earthly giants, them worldly giants are waiting for you. Amen. And if you're not prepared and you're not equipped, you know, when you go out into the game, you better be prepared to go play that game. Whether it be basketball, football, whatever worldly game it is, you got to be ready. You haven't been training. You haven't been practicing. Guess what? You're going to drop. You're going to fall and you're going to fail. It wasn't because what the coach told you to do, but because you chose not to do it. So we got to prepare ourselves, keep ourselves prepared in his word. Amen. So that we can go out into the game of life and be successful. Amen. He's given us all the equipment we need to be out there and overcome this world. Amen. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:7, we've been talking about this. Our life is lived by faith. We do not live by what we see in front of us. Amen. And those things, you see these things on a daily basis. But you got to stay full of the word and walk in faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7, New King James says, for we walk by faith, not by sight, and not by fear. Fear is opposite of faith. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Amen. So, you know what? I'm going to press on because I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight, not by fear. I don't have no fear. You know what? You get fear in it. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Praise God. The Amplified says, well, we walk by faith, not by sight, living our lives in a manner consistent of our confidence built in God's promise. Again, know the word. And say, man, I'm going to step out in faith. When you spend time with him, you stepping out in faith, just like David stepped out in faith when he saw his giant. You know, he wasn't afraid. He was looking at how tall he is, how big he is. You know, God is bigger. Yes. Amen. And when you're stepping out in God, you know, no giant out there is going to defeat you. Yes. Amen. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. In Proverbs 3:5-6, man, these are all good. It says, trust in the Lord with what? With all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. If you're not tuned into him and build up in him, build up in his word, you know what? You can be defeated quickly. Oh, yeah. Amen. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Amen. And where is the battlefield? In the mind. And man, your understandings come from there. So you got to build yourself up and change those things. Amen. And have faith and step out in faith. The greater one is with me. He says, your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, and I am always with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So praise God. Amen. The Amplified says, trust in the Lord. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean to your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him. And he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that want to block your way. Amen. These things want to block on you. But you know what? When you spend time with him and you build yourself up, you know, hey, these godly things, these unexcusables, these excuses and these distractions, these things that are blocking your way are going to be removed. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for making my way straight and clear. Amen. So, and all I'm doing is trusting in him, having faith in him, and confessing his word and putting his word to action. Amen. And you could do that by speaking it. That's why it's so important you stay full So when you're full, it says, out of your innermost being shall flow rivers, his word, living water. Amen. So you can do something about it. Jesus equipped us. He's anointed us, and he's called us. Now we can go out and do what he wants us to do. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lord, I need your strength. You've got it. Amen. You've got it. Use it. 2 Peter 1:7. We already went through this, but it says, New King James says, for God has not given you a spirit of fear. And that's what this world is built on. You know, it's just fear, fear, fear. Or you can't do anything. Amen. We fear so fearful, we don't want to do nothing. Amen. So, but he's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of what? Power and love and of a sound mind. That's the New King James. The Amplified says, for God did not give us a spirit of timidity and cowardice or fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound judgment and personal discipline, abilities that result in a calm, well-balanced mind and self-control. Man, you got to keep your peace, because this world will just drive you crazy if you let it. If you let it. Amen. All these things can come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you're not going to let them. Amen. Because greater is he that is in you. And your word is in you. And you're going to confess the word. I'm not receiving it. That's not what the word of God says. And I'm going to walk in the word. And I'm going to walk in faith. Amen. And the Bible says, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So don't walk around like a defeated Christian. That's why it's so important you stay full of the word so you won't be defeated. And don't confess what the word is, or what the world is saying, what people are saying, but confess what the word says. Amen. Have faith and trust in him and his word. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're still in the first page. It says Matthew 11:28-30 says, easy to read version, says, come to me, says some of you. Oh, says all of you who are tired from the heavy burdens you have been forced to carry. If Jesus took it at the cross, you are not forced to carry this. Why haven't you given it to him? Because he says, I've got a mission for you. And you cast these cares, these weights, these problems, these distractions, all these excuses. Confess it to me. Give it to me. Because I want you to go and step out and succeed and fulfill what it is I gave you to do. Size only in this world means anything. Whatever he's called you to do, big or small, it doesn't matter. I can do all things through Christ. Amen. Says, I will give you rest. Amen. Says 29 says, accept my teachings, learn from me. I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will be able to get some rest. If you're carrying all these cares and concerns and weights on you, you're not going to be able to get some rest. Oh, man, I got so many things to worry about. Why? He says to give it to him. Why are you still holding on to him? Amen. Amen. That's not his problem. It's our problem. He's already given us a way out, and we're still holding on to it. Amen. Let it go and let God. Amen. Hallelujah. 30 says, yes, the teachings that I ask you to accept are easy. The load I give you to carry is light. Yes. So all these other things are not from him. But you know what? You can confess him, and he'll take them. You can cast them on him, and he'll take them. He knows how to deal with it. You don't. And you're too preoccupied in doing these things. Amen. And you're going to not even want to do what he's called you to do. Amen. He's already given you victory over these things, and we're still holding on to them. I can't say that enough. New King James says, come to me. You see the me in caps. All you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. You know, this world is looking for rest. And man, they so worried and got all these cares and weights on them. You know what? They go find drinks and they go find pills and all kinds of ways. Go see a psychiatrist or whatever they're spending their money on to find peace. Well, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And he wants to give you peace over all these things. But he says, you got to do something. Cast it on me. Give it to me. Why are you holding on to it? You know, I'd rather get high on the Most High than whatever pill gets you high on. And you know what? When you come off your high, you still got problems. Amen. So get high on the most high. Amen. Just come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean from me. For I am learned from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I mispronounced that. See if you was paying attention. That was a test. You passed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Galatians 6 and 9, New Living Translation says, so let us not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap and a harvest of blessings if we, don't give up. And you know how many people giving up on a daily basis? That shouldn't happen to Christians. That shouldn't happen to believers, because we're supposed to know the truth. And the truth is going to set us free of the worldly mindsets that try to come against you. Whatever the enemy tries to put on you. Whatever people he's using to bring it on you. I say, no, I'm not receiving that. The word says, cast it on him. I'm giving it to him. And you know what? If it's negative, I'm not receiving it. I'm just going to rebuke it and cast it away. And the New King James says, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We got to stay faithful. You know, Jesus, the whole time he was here, he was faithful. And he went through some ugly things. And people talked about him. And people said things about him. And people did things to him. Amen. But you know what? It didn't bother his mission. He went to the Father. He gave it to the Father. And said, Lord, take this from me. Amen. I need your strength. And but he fulfilled. You know, we can do the same thing. We can fulfill what it is that he's called us to do. Amen. But you give it to him and you press on. Stay busy for him until he calls you home. Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. We're not going to finish all this. Hebrews 11:6 says, New Living Translation, and it is impossible to please God without faith. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. The more you build your faith is getting the word and build the word up in you, so you can have faith and go and do and fulfill what it is that he wants you to do. Amen. So, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. And what pleases him? You being in the Word. You spending time with him. And you building yourself up and renewing your mind with the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Says, anyone who comes to him must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder for those who sincerely seek him. You got to be seeking him. You got to stay hot for God. Amen. You just can't once in a while, you know. That's not relationship. Amen. New King James says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. We seek the world and worldly things when we was in the world. Man, often as possible. Amen. And we was just in there doing our best. But now it is for God, you know, and we hold back. We can't hold back. Jesus could have held back and says, you know what, Father, these people don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be sacrificed for these ungodly people. Just get me out of here. But he didn't give up. He pressed on and fulfilled what it is God wanted him to do. Amen. So draw close to him and he'll draw close to you. Let go and let God. Cast it on him. Give it to him. Can you understand that? You got to give it up. And you got to let go and let God. Again, I said, dethrone yourself and put him on the throne of your life, of your heart, of your life. Amen. Praise God. It says, casting all cares on him because he cares for you. Praise God. There it is. 1 Peter 5:7-8. It says, cast all care upon him because he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. How does he know who to devour? Those that are going around confessing the wrong things. So don't you be one of them. Don't confess. You know, it might have popped in your head. Don't mean you got to speak it out. Once you speak it out, it's sown. And whatever you plant, whatever you sow, is going to grow. and it's going to grow in you. So you know what? Don't even say it. Don't confess it. The Amplified says, casting all cares, all anxieties, and all worries, and all your concerns once and for all on Him. Give it to me. For He cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Well, you know what? Jesus let these things happen to me. He's never watching over me. That's not what the Word of God says. Amen? So, it says, be sober, be well-balanced and self-disciplined. Be alert and cautious at all times. It says, that enemy of yours, you only have one enemy. His name is Satan. Whatever you want to call him. Amen? But you only have one enemy. That enemy, that enemy of yours, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, fearfully, hungry, seeking someone to devour. He's seeking someone to devour. How does he know who to devour? By the words they're speaking. They're speaking negative things. He's going to have them. All you're doing is you're opening the door for him to just walk right in. He don't even have to knock. He don't even have to knock it down. He just walks in because you're open up. That's why you got to be careful what you hear. That includes words. That includes music. There's ungodly music, you know, and we just open up. Oh, man, it sounds so good. Well, did you listen to what the words are saying? Amen. Could be cuss words. Could be negative words, you know. And we're letting them in, man, but the beat was so good, you know. We enjoy so much. We just dance to it, you know. Raise the arms up. Do all kind of crazy things. We got to be careful. It says, just call on Jesus. He's one prayer away. He's one step away. You know what we do is if we're going the wrong way, all we need to do is a turnaround. Amen. Those of you watching, those of you listening, if you're running from him, it's time to do an about face. It's about time you do a turnaround like the prodigal son and say, wait a minute, I can do better with Jesus. I don't have to live this way. I don't have to be wallowing with the pigs or scratching with the chickens. Amen. I could be soaring high like an eagle. Amen. Getting high on the Most High. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to stop right there. Amen. Do we read this one? Say, humble yourselves before God. Resist. You resist. Jesus has already done his part. We got to do our part. And we are to resist him because he's still in this world. And he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But we need to use the word and resist him. We got to take authority and confess the word. It says, resist the devil, child of God, and he will what? He flee from you. Flee is more than just walk away. Flee is, man, he's got a book. He's got a ruin. He says, come close to God, and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinner. Purify your hearts. For your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Amen. So be careful. New King James says, submit yourself to God. You resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He's got to go. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinner, and purify your hearts. You're double-minded. Amen. So we're going to close there, and we got a whole bunch to go. But still, you know what? Those of you that never confessed him, now's the time. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Quit living a defeated life. Amen. Quit living for the world. Quit living for the wrong things. Amen. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. He's already paid the price. But you got to receive him. It says, if you confess me, you know, just say, Lord Jesus, I receive you. I've sinned against you. I repent. Come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. And you know what? He'll take you. Amen. He'll take you. This world has rejected you. This world has put you down. You say you're not good enough. Amen. You're not qualified. But God says, I've called you. I've anointed you. I've equipped you. Amen. And all you need to do is receive him as your Lord and Savior and press on. You know, forget he. If God forgives and forget, then you forgive and forget and press on. You're a new creation, a new child of God. The old is gone, the new is in. And you know what? He's dropped all the charges. So don't let people hold it against you. And don't let this world hold it against you. Amen. You have sickness in your body? Just know that by Jesus' stripes, again, at the cross, he put all the stripes on Jesus. By Jesus Christ, you know, I speak to myself. I say, by Jesus Christ, I am healed. Body, line up with the Word of God. Receive your healing now in Jesus' name. Amen. He didn't put no malfunctions in my body. He put no sickness in my body. He don't have any negative or bad things to put on me. Amen. But I need to go around and confess His Word. Amen. And speak the Word and know, hey, I call my body well. I call my body healed. I've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. So know that. But you got to do that and be faithful. And it's time to give. Those of you watching, listening, and would still like to give your tithing offerings, you can. Just go to our website, NBCBigBen.com, and hit that donate button. If you're going to mail it, NBC PO Box 252, Marfa, Texas 79843. And for Cash App, just go to New Beginnings Church of the Big Bend. God loves you and we love you. Remember, you have to do your part. You got to draw close to Jesus daily, not just once in a while. Amen. We fight a spiritual battle and you need Him. You need His Word in you. So build yourself up in the Word of God. Amen. God loves you and we love you. God, praise God.